Hey, Elise Castle.
Hi, Mike Jensen.
Are we going to talk about this?
The Rosie O'Dell that was anonymously sent to you, but then we found out who it was.
Yes.
So someone sent Mike a Rosie O'Dell, which can you hand it to me real
sure.
quick? Because I did a pretty accurate representation of the voices, and I just want people to know that I still remember them all. And it wasn't anonymous. It was from your friend Annabelle.
Yeah. It just she said there was a card, and I didn't see one. I feel bad.
But here it is.
Dreams come true with Rosie.
Yep.
What a cutie patootie. Come on, give me a kiss. Mwah. Rock on, blue ones.
Okay, so until Rosie O'Donnell tells me otherwise, I just don't believe that that's her voice.
It is her voice. When I had it when it came out years ago, it did sound more like Rosie. I just think that that's... And I remember even thinking, like, that doesn't sound too much like Rosie. But... It would have to be, right? Like
I don't know. I'm going to do some investigation.
All right. Well, anyway, the Rosie O'Dell, Mike has one. It's just creepily on top of his nightstand staring at me. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that. And then we're also going to talk about don't ask, don't tell.
Not the policy.
We can if you want.
We can. No, let's not. Let's talk about the episode, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. It originally aired August 27th in the year 2000. Written by Cindy Shupak.
Did you watch this one?
I did. So okay. This was my first one back to watching. And I actually have a really specific memory of watching it that I'll share at the very end.
Okay.
So, and I, once again, I don't know if someone must have... I didn't know anybody in the summer of 2000 in New York. Or I knew very... I just moved here. So I don't know who must have told me. Or maybe it had just been 2 weeks and I kind of gave up on my... What is it called? My...
Dreams.
That happened way after this on my like protesting, I went back to watching. So I did watch this when it aired. Written by Cindy Shupak, directed by Dan Algren. This is his last one with us. Thanks for your hard work, Dan. We have the DVD recap. Is honesty really the best policy? There are little white lies and then there are big ones. Carrie has a hard time living with hers, but finds that she has to make up a couple on the spot to ensure Charlotte's wedding goes smoothly. Miranda goes from high-flying lawyer to high-flying stewardess to get a date, and Samantha discovers what a Scotsman has under his kilt.
So it opens with Miranda doing speed dating, or as they call multi-dating.
The funny thing is that when I started typing, I typed speed dating and then was like, oh, I guess I'll go back and change
maybe
it.
Maybe it's multi-dating because they have 8 minutes.
Yeah, maybe.
That's just super uncomfortable for me.
For Miranda, the only thing worse than being Charlotte's 34-year-old bridesmaid was being a 34-year-old bridesmaid without a date.
The funny thing about it is that I sort of think it's a brilliant idea.
No, it is.
Like, but... I almost sort of would like to do this.
Oh.
But not really, but kind of. Because I feel like in 8 minutes, you can sort of tell if you have some kind of connection with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly you can tell if you're attracted to them and they're attracted to you. I don't know. I think it's, like, not a terrible idea. I'm not really going to do it.
Mike's going speed dating. So
we start with Dwight, who speaks Portuguese.
Yeah, and it's funny because on the thing on the side where it tells me who is who, they referred to him as like speed dater, but he has a name and he introduces himself as a name.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I didn't even look him up to tell you the truth. But I think it's funny how sometimes some people get names and some don't.
Right.
The point of this is that we develop this idea. Does no one like a lawyer? I honestly think this is a little confusing, and I sort of want to like...
I think it's this idea that men are intimidated by a woman in power.
Which I guess is just true and annoying.
Yeah. Welcome, Mike. Welcome to 2018.
It just doesn't make any sense to me that it's like, you know, as she says, she's a lawyer and she sort of becomes less and less proud of it until eventually she says that she's a stewardess.
I'm a stewardess.
To Harris.
And Harris is like...
Very excited.
Very excited. Harris, the doctor.
Yeah, we have a moment with Harris. We'll get more to it later, but we'll go ahead and say this is Clark Gregg. He is certainly now most famous because he is Agent Phil Coulson in the Avengers series.
Okay.
He's been in the movies. He's on the TV show. He will always have a special place in my heart as Special Agent Mike Casper on The West Wing.
Oh.
But we don't have much with him now. It's a quick cut to the rehearsal dinner.
But we do discover that Miranda's trying to find a date for Charlotte's wedding.
Right.
This is a little time thing that I'm confused about.
The time on this episode makes
No sense. Okay, because I was under the impression that the rehearsal dinner was the night before the wedding.
That is
right?
When a rehearsal dinner happens.
That's what I thought. And then she says, because she keeps saying, I need a date for tomorrow, or I have a date for tomorrow night. So then I thought, okay, the date for tomorrow night, which is going to be the wedding. Either way.
No, the timing on this episode is strangely fluid.
But we're going to have to discuss about it. Because,
sure, absolutely.
So she's having this rehearsal dinner in her wedding that she's planning in 5 weeks. Aiden actually looks really great there. I thought he looked super cute. Maybe it's because he has the necklaces are all being hidden under that suit. So this is the rehearsal dinner. And keep in mind that the wedding that I figured out is the day after the next day. So the wedding's in 2 days.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
I'm just going to realize that. The wedding, I'm pretty sure, is in 2 days. So at the rehearsal dinner, they're all talking at the table.
I do sort of like Aiden being involved the women. Yeah.
Right. But you know what I like even more than Aiden being amongst this conversation? That random other couple that's at
the
table.
Oh, I didn't even notice them.
But it's like a younger woman and an older man. You can tell because he has white hair. And Miranda's just talking about blowjobs and...
Well, yeah, because it's just that men are threatened by powerful women.
Right.
Women with powerful jobs. We have a lot of things that happen quickly. We discover that Carrie has not told Aiden.
Right.
I finally ended my affair with Big, but the guilt of lying to Aiden was like a hangover I couldn't sleep off.
I'm just saying, as a lawyer, a partner, no less, I got 0 dates. And as a stewardess, I got one for tomorrow night. He's actually an okay guy. Harris Bragan. Emergency room doctor at NYU.
Aiden kind of points out the obvious of you can't date the guy because you lied about you're starting this out on a lie. But we're kind of, this is all sort of the subtext of lies and relationships, mm-hmm. certainly. Yeah, I didn't notice the couple. And then, yeah, even Samantha talking about I'm in PR means I give good head.
Yeah, and that other couple's just with their salads.
Yeah, but and I like Carrie's sort of acknowledgement to Aiden of that's Samantha.
So yeah, then... You know, they do the thing about people traveling far and wide to be there.
Well, you have a toast, which I do think, just quickly, this isn't the first time we've had this. I do think it's a very specific relationship when one calls their female parent mother.
See, mother, I told you I'd become a we sooner or later.
Yeah.
Not good or bad. I just to call someone mother feels so specific to me of a particular... Perhaps class or type of person.
Edie Beale did that with her mother.
Yeah.
And I feel didn't Norman Bates do that with his mother?
Two great, very different examples.
And then there's
this.
That movie that only you liked called Mother.
It was a good movie, you guys. Come on. Yeah, we have the Scottish guy. People
cousin
have traveled.
Caleb.
Yes, cousin Caleb. And you can tell right away, Samantha's in,
but no one has any idea what Caleb's saying. And at first I was I don't understand this. I feel I can usually understand Scottish people.
I was very back and forth. This actor, Richie Coster, who for the record is not Scottish.
No.
He's English. He's from London. But he has a very good job, I think, of here, you can understand what I'm saying now. And then this part, I have no idea.
The architecture, the energy. Look at
this. We do establish the groomsmen will all be in kilts. I would like to say right now that I have been to a wedding where the groomsmen were all in kilts.
Okay. Were you in a kilt?
I was in one of the groomsmen's kilts after the wedding. Not how it sounds.
Okay. I was Mike, did you pull a Samantha?
But I did try on. He was married. It's a very, too messy for this podcast.
Sure, we'll talk about it later. So after this, it cuts to the women getting their dresses altered. You don't get a bridesmaid's dress altered the night before.
The day after the rehearsal dinner, the night before. Doesn't make any sense.
And then they get in trouble for saying fuck and Vera Wang.
Could you please not use the F word at Vera Wang?
I do like that. It's just Charlotte. Let's have some respect. But it starts with Carrie saying that she has to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like Charlotte's of you can't, it's my week.
Right.
Which also the time makes no sense.
And Miranda's you don't get a week,
you get a day.
Which I feel Charlotte is also the girl that's it's my birthday week.
Yeah, definitely. It's my birthday month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. And then we kind of get to, there's a lot that happens in this very quick. It's, Miranda saying, I'd want to know, I'd want to have all the information.
Which I agree with.
I agree, and I think it's 100% true, but also... I mean, it is true and yet rough.
You need to be honest, right?
Yes.
But it's also you don't want to hurt somebody But it's that thing where it's like, yeah, I don't know. But I think you have to, in these situations, here's you have the thing. Yes,
in the end, of course. In the end, I don't know that you need to do it right before your friend's wedding.
No.
But yes, a foundation, like, you do have to have truth to build this foundation of a relationship. We have the whole thing with Samantha's hem.
Yeah, and then Charlotte says, is it so much to ask that you not wear your skirt around your see you next Tuesday?
Now, is this the first time we think we'd heard this expression?
I've heard this expression, but I don't know if it had come from Sex and the City.
Predating 2000, yeah, I wonder.
And the fact that no one else in the episode knew what it was, maybe it was a Sex and the City thing. But I love that Charlotte's the one that knew it.
Charlotte's the one that says it.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, don't be a jerk if I have to be a bridesmaid. That's just a rude thing to say.
If I have to be a bridesmaid, I'd at least like to look good.
Well, you don't have to be a bridesmaid.
And why the hell am I here?
And then I like that Charlotte is like, I didn't want you to feel left out. So did Charlotte not want her to be a bridesmaid?
I think it's that thing of like, So I think this ends up being a non-storyline. Right. It actually does end up being a non-storyline.
Samantha ends up being a bridesmaid. Yes,
and nothing more is said about it for the rest of the episode. It becomes a skirmish where Samantha's like, well, then I could be sleeping with a Scotsman. And like,
yeah,
locks herself in the room, and Carrie's like, come on, ladies.
Yeah.
But I think it's an idea that I bet that Charlotte wanted Samantha to be a bridesmaid, but understood that Samantha probably isn't hugely into being a bridesmaid.
And probably isn't the best to be a bridesmaid.
Exactly. So right. I think it's all those things. I think it's kind of like a big dust up it's kind of much ado about nothing. We get to Carrie at home thinking about honesty. It's a fairly short scene. To get us to the question.
In a relationship, is honesty the best policy? And yes.
We've discussed this. Yes. I mean, I don't think about every little thing. I don't think you have to be like, honest about little. I think that there are moments you can kind of be like, I'm going to ignore that. But yeah, probably if you've been sleeping with an ex-boyfriend for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I think,
and
yes.
And all of your friends know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I think that those are things you're going to have to talk about and deal with the consequences.
And then we cut to
the dumbest date ever.
The dumbest date ever. And that's when I realized that, oh, okay, so this is not, the wedding is... Because I was like, wait, the rehearsal dinner, the fitting, and this date are on the same night.
And then is this the night of the fitting, do we think?
Yes, this has to be the night of the fitting, unless the night of the fitting was on the night of the rehearsal dinner, which I don't know if Vera Wang would be open that late.
Probably not.
But yes.
Oh, fun fact, Vera Wang once had a cameo in this episode, and they had to cut her for time.
Oh.
And Michael Patrick Caine had to send her a note saying the role of Vera Wang was cut from this episode.
Well, they did mention her, so
they
that's
did.
Good.
Yeah, she still got her shout out.
And
it's so dumb.
I like that Miranda's wearing a neck scarf.
She
like
insisted
we've seen her wear neck scarves in the past, in other episodes, but I like that she's wearing this to kind of, I feel like it's to imply that she's a stewardess.
Yeah, that was a Cynthia Nixon addition to the wardrobe.
I don't like the way she's acting, though.
It's just weird.
Like her
so
weird
dumb.
Flight attendant thing. And she's like, I don't save lives, only...
It's like, well, I do, you know, the slides are this way. Yeah, it's so dumb.
The truth is, once we open the slide, it's every man for himself.
And then they go and have sex at her
house. What I said. I said, but they have sex.
And she kept the scarf on.
And she's...
and her ill-fitting strapless bra.
And then asks him to the wedding... So I don't know what night we are on now.
This
can't be the same night.
I said, okay, so it's not tomorrow. The wedding's on Sunday because she's asked him to the wedding. So, and because she says, my friend has a wedding on Sunday. But she also says, I have a flight in the morning, an early flight. So she says she has an early flight in the morning to D.C. So,
is that to get rid of him to go meet for drinks?
It is to get rid of him. So
I know it's to get rid of him, but is she meeting the girls?
Okay, so here's what it is. The rehearsal dinner.
Break down this
the
timeline.
The rehearsal dinner, the fitting, and this date are all on the same night. It has to be. Because she goes speed dating on Thursday.
She goes speed dating
on Thursday to get a date for tomorrow, right? So now at the rehearsal dinner, she has a date for... She has this, like, rehearsal... Maybe it's not a dinner. Maybe it's, like, a rehearsal luncheon.
She had... Okay, multi-dating in the morning.
No, multi-dating was Thursday.
Okay, but she needed a date for tomorrow.
Well, she says the date is for tomorrow at the rehearsal dinner.
Okay.
So she has speed dating Thursday. She goes to the rehearsal dinner that has to be a luncheon. On Friday, they all go for their fitting. She immediately goes right to this date.
Okay.
Because she has this fake flight in the morning. So now on Saturday, the day before the wedding.
Okay. So it wasn't really a date for tomorrow. She just said that. It was a date for like 2 days from
now. No, a date for tomorrow. She means tomorrow night. So she can at least get to know him before the wedding. So she can ask him to the wedding. This is what I think.
The timeline is very strange.
So we reveal at the drinks with the ladies that, and I also like that Carrie's ashtray is on another table, so she's like kind
she's being respectful. Yeah. You have women, yeah. So this is Charlotte's last single. I guess this is her bachelorette party, which is just drinks,
right? Which is fine. I do have like, friends that don't do the whole absolutely. Huge thing.
I do also want to just point out Carrie's hair.
It's great.
It's great. It's very large.
It's a blowout. It's very like 1960s blowout.
I actually do want to talk, like the whole like marriage doesn't guarantee a happy ending, just an ending.
Mm-hmm. I liked that.
I like it too. And once again, I have nothing against marriage, and I have friends that are married, and I wish all marriages well. I do think there's a certain like I'm getting married and all my problems are solved. We've talked about my attitude on this before. Like marriage isn't the end of anything. It's no. really the beginning.
I mean, but I think for some people, like a Charlotte, this yeah. is a box they want to check, and they're just checking boxes. And this is one of them. Also, while we're on the conversation, I do want to talk about something that someone wrote to us about on Instagram, because we were talking about that whole debacle when Charlotte and Trey were in the Bergdorf's and talking about how rude it was that they registered for something. So someone wrote in, let me see, Lexi wrote in to say, I think, and I'm just going to quote exactly what she wrote to us. I think they were talking about having to be broke to afford the china, because usually you register for everything you want, knowing some things will be too expensive for others to get. Then most stores offer a discount for you to buy things off your registry after the wedding of things you didn't get. Maybe that's what Trey was talking about. Maybe he knew they wouldn't get a complete set from their guests. So saying like, we're not going to be able to afford this to finish it. That's all.
Okay. But
also box checking. So yeah, and then we kind of...
We find out that her next great...
box to check is her own.
Yeah.
Because she says that she can't wait to have sex with him.
And they all pause.
And then we get another quote that I didn't know if... I mean, I'm sure it wasn't the first time, but the whole, you know, if you're going to buy the car, you have to take it for a test drive.
I mean, I've heard that since high school.
Okay.
Well, I wanted to save myself until we got married. But sweetie... You're not a virgin.
Well, I am in this relationship, and I think it's romantic.
Yeah, it's romantic until he can't figure out where to put it in.
Thanks, Samantha. And then, so she hasn't had sex. They're planning on waiting until marriage.
But she's very horny.
I just wrote, like, Charlotte says horny.
Yeah.
That took me aback. I also would like to know, I don't know that low-fat Cool Whip really is the least sticky. That seems very sticky to me.
I mean, maybe not low fat, but like sugar free would have been.
Like low fat, first of all, I'm not a fan of low
also,
fat.
Also, Cool Whip would just like slide.
Yeah, that's kind of like. What I feel like too. I don't think this is from experience.
I think it was just an idea of something to
it's
say.
It's just a funny thing.
Yeah.
We get Miranda's booty call.
Yeah, which I was like, is it really a booty call if they've been on a date? I don't know.
They've been on the date the night before. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Well, anyway, she refers to it as a booty call.
And then a scotch tasting.
Yeah, and then a scotch tasting with Samantha, where she doesn't know what he's saying, but he's really going for it.
He really is.
No, his hands are so bloody flaming.
And then we have Carrie goes to Aiden.
Yeah, he's working.
Yeah, he's making the wedding present.
He's making the best wedding gift ever.
Yeah.
What are you working on there?
The wedding gift?
This is for Charlotte and Trey?
You said you wanted to give them a piece of my furniture.
Say what you want about Aiden. If you're not a fan, it doesn't... He built them, like, a love seat.
And I like that Carrie's like, I just wanted you to, like, give him a piece of your furniture. He's like, well, I make all of that. Yeah. But regardless, that's still, like, a bold move to be like, we're going to my friend's wedding. Let's not buy them a gift. Can I just give them one of your, like $1,000 pieces?
Exactly.
And then he does that stupid thing where he's like, the wood... It's from two different trees, but they're blended together.
You're the worst.
And it has a flaw.
I hate you so much.
And then she's like...
So flaws can be good.
Flaws are the best part.
And then they like make out.
Well, she almost tells.
Almost. But like you can't when your boyfriend has just like made a love seat for your friends and then given some poetry about it. So then we cut to Trey and Charlotte. Charlotte's drunk.
Maybe my favorite Charlotte moment ever. Like when the door opens and there's that moment where it looks like Charlotte almost doesn't remember where she went.
And also that moment of like, does Trey have someone else at his house? Because I thought maybe there'd be someone else there just because Trey looks so confused.
And you love drama.
I love drama. But he's just like, all righty then.
And she can't wait any longer.
He says, all righty then.
Yeah, that's going to become...
A Trey thing?
Yeah, he's going to say that a lot. He says it like at least two more times
well,
in this
episode.
Well,
he did say all righty.
Like.
Right. So yeah, they have sex and then...
They don't.
Well... They
try.
And it ends with, that was unfortunate.
Has this ever happened to you before?
every now and then.
And yeah, it has happened in before.
You know, I can get the sails up, just can't bring it into the harbor.
And then even as that moment of like, but sex is such a small part. It's a little alarming.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of see by her face, she's alarmed. Oh, we get to Carrie smoking on the porch.
All I could think about was the fact that I was a cheater.
And
she's still at Aiden's. Yeah, yeah. So she's left Aiden's to have a cigarette.
And Aiden comes out and he's like,
this isn't going to work.
What do you mean, us?
We can't have you sneaking out here 3 o'clock in the morning every time we want a cigarette.
Well, it's the idea of like, this isn't going to work. What does that mean?
Right. And I thought like,
what are we breaking up right now?
Yeah. And I think Aiden does a good job of kind of always, you're like, he knows. Oh, he doesn't. He knows.
Yeah,
oh, he doesn't.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
And,
that keeps going. And he just says he'll have to learn to live with it.
Right. Which I thought was like, you see that Aiden's kind of grown because he says you're not a smoker. You're a lot of things.
Right. And she says that she loves him. Do we think she means it now?
No, I think she still just is buying time. And she's learned that that's something she can say to give herself some more time. But she's going to go back and get ready for the wedding.
Because
she has to be.
She's the maid of honor.
Right. She's the maid of honor.
I don't feel like we had revealed this until hours before the wedding's about to start.
Well, we haven't revealed it hours before the wedding. And of course she has to be there early, which is also blows my mind. She should be there like at the house.
I'm the maid of honor. I need to be presentable.
This actually did stress me out.
But it didn't stress me out because I realized at this point that this wedding sequencing is bullshit. So I don't care. Who knows what's going to happen?
Is this wedding black tie? Because I don't have a tux.
We have Miranda and Harris in the morning.
Hold on, before we get there, because this just popped up in my brain.
Okay.
I need to apologize for something I said on last week's episode.
Okay.
Lauren Bacall was not in the musical ballroom. She was in the musical Applause.
It's funny when you said it, because I knew that she was in the musical Applause. I just assumed that she was also in the musical
ballroom. And I don't know why, because Dorothy Loudon was in ballroom, and she just really knocks it out of the park with her performance of 50%. So I really recommend everyone out there going and listening to that. Mind you, three people the day that episode came out like berated me for this, and I was like, how many fans do we have that are that niche, like Broadway fans as well? Probably a lot, because theater people,
or at least three.
At least three. And also our episode came out on Lauren Bacall's birthday, so it was just really not fun. All right, anyway, back to Miranda and her bagels. So yeah, she's cutting these bagels, and before anything happens, I'm just like, this is not a good idea.
Yeah, it's telegraphed a little bit. You're like, okay, this is not going to go well.
No, she needs one of those bagel slicers.
I assume that she has one.
Probably not, unless like Charlotte threw a Pampered Chef party that we weren't invited to.
So. Yeah, so she cuts her finger.
Ugh.
Man, it's really bleeding. Look at this.
I saw it. Oh.
What should I do?
I don't know.
It's lots of blood. Yeah, it's pretty upsetting. It makes my body hurt.
It's really gross. And then
the reveal happens fairly quickly that blood makes him queasy.
Right. What's his name?
Harris, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, we find out Harris is not good with blood, which my brain immediately went to, oh, Harris is not a real doctor.
Yeah.
And then we find out Harris is,
he is the assistant manager at the Athlete's Foot on 81st and Broadway.
Which is like a gross name for a shoe store.
I think it's funny you've never heard of an Athlete's Foot before.
I feel like I have, but just now, like not, no, I think I knew about it, but I didn't know what Athlete's Foot was.
I think they're still around. There really used to be an Athlete's Foot on Broadway, I want to say between 81st and 82nd. So that was a real thing.
You should call this sporting goods store Ringworm.
And he just always wanted to sleep with the stewardess.
And then she just
goes along with it. She's like, well, I'm gonna stick with my story. And he's not going to fly first class anyway.
No.
So now Carrie is running late.
Running late.
My theory is it's because the size of her bun.
That has to be a hairpiece in there.
I would think so. I don't know. It's a lot of hair.
And she did it herself.
She says that apparently she did it herself.
Because, as Carrie said earlier, she will never do a hairstyle.
I don't know if that's true anymore. I don't know. There are certain hairstyles that make me question that.
I mean, there are these things out there that you can put in your ponytail that are like these foam circles. So that has to be it. Or at least like an extra hairpiece.
Aiden shows up. And we're going to get to it, but he's just behaving strangely to me.
Well, he comes in with a picture of the wedding gift.
Right.
I thought maybe one day I'd build us a love seat.
Maybe.
Yeah?
All right, we're going to be late. I'm just going to grip my...
Come here.
I was supposed to be at the church 10 minutes ago.
You never let me hold you anymore.
She's saying she's running late. I think I just think it's weird that she's running late, and I don't know.
I think this is a Mike Jensen thing, because you also used to get stressed out when, like, a car would have to arrive and someone wasn't ready.
Right.
You know, so I think, like, this was just done for the story.
Yeah, I guess that's
true.
But
I think, like, this is internalized stress that maybe you could talk to a therapist about. Because okay. What was the other thing that used to stress you out about, like, the airport? They had to get to the airport and her
and
big.
Season one. Yeah. When, like, they're going, and she's like, I just want to talk to you first. And I'm like, Talk at the airport.
Yeah, yeah.
Or in the car.
I think stressful. Like, as much as you tell me, you have to remember that this is, like, a sitcom. I think, Mike, you have to remember that this is television at this moment.
So, you know, there's the awkward, we don't talk, and then she tells him. Kind of happens quickly.
Aiden, I slept with my ex-boyfriend. You met him at the furniture show, and then we slept together, and I didn't tell you, and I'm sorry.
And he does seem surprised. So, in those moments in the last few episodes where it seemed like he's sort of knowing, like he knows something is going on, he didn't. Or what he thought was happening wasn't what was actually happening. He's very upset, he's very surprised, and he leaves.
And I was thinking, like, Carrie, what did you expect? Because she seemed so, like, defeated. But
I wonder if she thought in her mind of, like, well, we have a place to be, we'll just deal with it later.
Yeah. Listen, I cheated on you with my married ex.
This wedding, though. We'll deal with it later.
It's not a big deal.
We're cool for now?
We're cool now, right? Yeah. Dogs run away.
Yeah.
You get lost at the Korean deli. I cheated on you.
So we get to, we get to the wedding where Carrie is not yet.
And that was the whole thing. I'm like, the bridesmaids are usually at a wedding at like 6 a.m.
Right.
Like having mimosas, taking reveal pictures, but they all just got there.
Samantha speaks Caleb.
Can I escort you to your seat, like, you know?
Excuse me? He asked if he could escort you to your seat.
No one else has any idea what Caleb is saying.
Miranda brought Stanford.
Perfect. I love that. And at first, I thought it was like a Christmas wedding, but then I remembered he's Scottish.
Oh, yeah. Then
I was thinking at this moment, like, where are Charlotte's parents? Does Charlotte have parents?
Yeah, and we'll kind of get there in a bit.
Yeah,
Carrie does arrive. Mm-hmm. Well, it is also funny, and I get that, like, it's just scheduling, but she has a brother.
Yeah, maybe he can't go because
maybe
of Samantha.
It's awkward now.
I mean, we thought the cookies solved it, but yeah, we know about a brother. Like, these are just moments that they could have. I feel like a wedding, like even at the shower, it would have been cool to see Bunny interact with Charlotte's mom.
Yeah. And I guess it's a point that is made that they try to not really involve the families. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
No, I get
though.
It. Once again, it's TV. It would probably be hard because then you'd have to always have these families.
Carrie does show up.
Mm-hmm.
And as they start down the aisle and then Carrie starts down the aisle, Charlotte stops her.
Carrie, I have to tell you something. Trey can't get it up. What? We slept together last night. Couldn't get it up. Was he drunk? No, I was drunk. He was fine. Well, then it must have just been wedding night jitters. He says it happens sometimes.
Since she was already in the big white dress, I reached for a little white lie.
Hey, happens to everybody.
He actually says I just should have slept with him on the first date. And Carrie even makes the point of, like, we don't have to do this.
Yeah, and I feel like it's a very Carrie thing.
Very, like, we can get in a cab and get out of here. Like, we don't have to do this. And even, I also love Carrie's moment when Charlotte calls her back, where you kind of see her, like, patient face of, like, okay, what are we doing now? But she's in a $14,000 dress.
And she's going to do it.
She's going to get married. And then we have the appearance of Charlotte's dad's back of his head.
Yep, no lines.
No lines.
Walking her down the aisle to the Skyboat song. Well, the Skyboat song is what's playing as all the girls are walking down the aisle, which is most recently known as the theme from Outlander.
Yes, I did see that. Michael Patrick King referred to it as a funeral dirge, but there seems to be,
I know it because my dad plays a lot of Irish folk music, and so I know it from, like, him playing it all the time, too. I don't necessarily think it's a funeral song, but then they do walk down the aisle to Scotland the Brave, so.
So we get to post-wedding, and Aiden arrives at the church. I tried to figure out what church this is, and I couldn't figure it out, and it doesn't list it as a location anywhere. If anyone recognizes this church, I'd love to. I'm assuming it's somewhere on the Upper East Side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a horrible scene between.
I'm so sorry, Aiden. And, I never meant to hurt you.
And he says, "I know."
But I did.
She brings back the weird thing about the flaws in the wood that you liked.
Wood.
Yeah, couldn't it be like that
and there,
flaw?
You know, there. I just wish I didn't know about this, which I think is probably very true, but also
he does. Like,
yeah,
I
you
mean,
do, it, and you were gonna find out. Like, right, if it wasn't a matter of if she just hadn't told him, they would have lived a happily life together.
Lived a happily life. And she says, you know, I wanted to be honest with you, and people make mistakes.
I just know myself. This is the kind of thing I can get over. I just need to be on my own for a while.
And it was sad. Yeah, I mean, it was sad.
It's very sad.
But also, like, I don't know. I mean, Carrie, yeah, you did this to yourself, ma'am. Yeah. But also,
and one wonders if, like, a healthy loving relationship can begin with an affair. And I'm not saying no, I'm just saying it seems like in this case it just wasn't going to work out.
I mean, it can only go up from here.
Yeah, that's true.
So she goes back because
they need photos. There's no time to process.
And Carrie's crying, and I'm sure Charlotte just thinks it's because she's, like, so happy of the wedding.
This is about me.
Yeah. You know, it ends with a very, like, broken hearts club ending. Have you ever seen that movie?
I haven't.
Oh, I think I've asked you this before.
Yeah, I should see that.
Well, spoiler. But it reminded me of that movie at the ending, if anyone else has seen it. But, you know, they say it's hard to find people that love you no matter what.
I was lucky enough to find three of them.
And it's a great moment. I do wish that the freeze frame, like, Miranda's face wasn't hidden. But that's a very small point.
That's very Miranda.
It is. So it's a good episode, but it's a sad episode.
It is sad. And, you know, I feel bad for Aiden. Like, I do feel bad for him. I'm not a heartless woman who
jury's out on that one. I'm just kidding.
You know, I just feel like I don't know Carrie, maybe.
Once the affair began, I don't know what other direction this could have taken,
right?
So it's sad, but also feels a little bit inevitable.
Yeah.
So weird fact about watching this episode, because I did in fact watch this episode when it aired. They were going to be off the next week. And I remember there being a promo at the end with Sarah Jessica Parker, you know, saying we're taking a week off, but we'll be back. And I hear we're going to be in a new location or something like that. And so there was no episode the week after this. And I couldn't figure out why.
I checked the TV listings.
At first I was certain it was the Emmys, but it wasn't. The Emmys were on the 10th, which is the episode, the day the next episode actually
maybe
airs.
Maybe they actually had to take a week off or something.
Because of scheduling, they didn't have enough episodes. I'm going to not consider this a spoiler because it kind of gave it away in the next time on. But our next two episodes will take place mostly out of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact. We're going to leave the city for a little bit. So maybe it was. Maybe it was a location thing. They needed a week down to edit and get it together. But yeah, so we won't take a week off.
We'll be back, but we'll I couldn't help but wonder.
I know. All right. I couldn't help but wonder. I mean, it's the obvious one. I couldn't help but wonder how this wedding got together so quickly.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Duzzies. I couldn't help but wonder where the rest of Charlotte's family was.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good one. Well, we will be back next week.
Next week.
See you in LA. Oh, spoiler.
Mike.
Bye. You can visit us at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWpodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out theaterpodcastproductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. And don't forget to change your settings to play in sequential order. Join us next week for Escape from New York.
Also, someone...
But whose box hasn't been checked?
Yours in a while. And I found four of them.
Three.
Well, four. Stanford loves
it,
too.
Yeah, that's true. He's there somewhere. All right. Well, we'll just be next...